Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
Yes, so I was trying to complete a purchase. Come on, say, let me take. There was an item on Facebook Amazon thing. I won the prize. It says pay $2 for shipping and handling, and I'm trying to pay that, and it's saying my card is declined or insufficient funds, and yet I just checked it, and there's more than enough funds for the $2.
Okay. Let's see if it went through. Can I start off by getting your zip code, please?
45106.
45106.
Mm-hmm.
And your first and last name?
David Black.
Would it be just Dave?
Or Dave, yes.
Okay. And for security purposes, can I confirm your zip code? I mean your address.
45106. I'm sorry. My address is 2098 Donald Road.
Yes, it
that
is.
That would be Bethel, Ohio, 45106.
Thank you. Yeah, the notes are saying it was declined because of insufficient funds.
Well, I just checked my balance, and it says there's $22 and change in there yet.
Okay. So
and
that's
it's only a $2 charge that you're trying for.
Okay. So before you placed the order, did you read the terms and conditions?
No.
So in the terms and conditions, that it'll inform you that along with this contest entry, you will be enrolled into a meal planning app called Bites Hub. And that's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. So the reason that it is declining is because the charge for Bites Hub is $59.89, and that is what it is trying to charge your card.
So in other words, to get these prizes, you got to sign up for something. So this is another scam system.
No, sir. I
okay. It is. If I got to buy into a product in order to get a prize, that's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day. Was there anything else I could do to help you, sir?
Nope, I thought it hung up.
Okay, no problem.